妙芬。
Hello, Brian.
Welcome to Clearing the Air.
欢迎来到哲学十分钟双语哲学广播。
So this time we're catching up on the idea of tranquility and then moving on to chastity.
对，我们在讲美国发明家作家Franklin 他的十三种德性，然后上次讲的是第十一种沉静。
Right, of Franklin's 13 virtues, we're on number 11, so we're making good progress. And we talked about the philosophy of tranquility last time, and this time, I'm wondering how you did this last week.
Oh, 沉静这个功夫，我有好好的思考，然后做得如何？其实我觉得还不错，因为最近这一两个礼拜事情真的就是蛮多的。考试啦，上课啦，写论文啦，还有一些大小的事情，怎么样能够保持平衡、沉静？我觉得
，so
有做到一些。
So we talked last time about how tranquility is facing all the little things in life with a kind of balance, a kind of grace under pressure.
对。
And you were just saying all the things that have been going on in your life with.Exams and papers and writing, and you seem to have lots of little stresses.
对。
So how did you, were you able to maintain balance?
可以，那方法上，我上次有说我会持咒 mantra, 然后练瑜伽这些。
Oh, right. So use mantras and yoga as methods for maintaining balance.
还有跑步。
And jogging.
对。
Okay. And how did that go?
还不错，越安静。然后越是能够感受到在跑步 jogging 的那种舒畅轻松的感觉、
uh-huh.
所以可以次跑八公里不用停下来也是可以
8 kilometers, that's pretty good. And while you jog, you don't feel anxious, you feel like it calms you.
对对，会觉得很精神，心情很静，然后可以享受那个风啊、
oh.
阳光、
oh, nice.
还有绿色的植物、
uh-huh.
看看树，然后可以观察旁边的一些人。
Wow, so it clears your mind and you can enjoy the environment, the sky, the warmth of the sun, the trees and the grass and the people around you. So it sounds like you really are able to block out all the, I don't know if block out is the right word, but not be preoccupied with all the worries of daily life and really get into jogging.
就是 Franklin 的 dogma 说的，不被那些琐碎的事情会发生的一些意外的事情打扰。
Okay, right. So Franklin, this is how Franklin described it. He said to not be disturbed by all the trifles. But that's...When you're jogging, you're sort of taking yourself away from all the trifles of life. But what about when you're in them? Do they bother you then?
对，那我上个礼拜主要就是因为家人生日，然后买礼物，要不要买，然后要自己送还是跟其他家人一起，就有想了一些，就确实就是不是很平静，但是后来顺利的。完成了，我们还是一起合送了礼物、
uh-huh.
生日礼物，就做了正确的事情，正确的选择。
Okay. Okay, so you did get caught up in one trifle, which was whether or not to give a gift to a relative and whether or not to do it with somebody else.
对。
And in the end, you did go in with somebody else and it turned out for the best.
对。
Okay, but did you learn something from that?
在受到一些事情的干扰，然后想这个想那个，主要可能是因为我们在乎这件事情，觉得它有意义，可是我们不知道怎么样用正确的方法做正确的选择，所以这时候我们需要朋友，可能或者其他家人的意见。我觉得我有去问了我的家人的意见、
uh-huh.
然后一起把这件事情完成、
This is a good method, yeah.
对
so,
Body system.
Right, yeah. So sometimes when we're anxious about what to do, we're not sure the right thing to do,、
mm.
we can ask others for their opinions,
对、
friends or relatives, and then take them into consideration and that can help us. But I wonder if also the yoga you do and the jogging...if that has some influence on your ability to maintain, to not get over anxious when you're making that kind of decision.
这个我还不太知道，这个跟身体的练习，或瑜伽啦、jogging 啊、跑步啊、打太极拳有没有关系？你觉得呢？那你是怎么发展你的方法？
I think that
上个礼拜做的如何？你呢？
Well, I was able to do my yoga and my tai chi regularly. I don't jog. And I do feel like having that kind of exercise and way of finding peace in life, I think, can bleed over to other aspects of your life and help you be more tranquil in unexpected, like Franklin said, unexpected situations. So, for instance, we have...some demolition going on.
哦，你是说其实身体的这个活动，包括打太极拳、瑜伽这些，可以帮助你比较静下来这样子。然后最近台大哲学系那边有那个拆除大楼的工程。
Yeah, yeah.
然后呢
？There's a big machine that came and they've been bashing down a building.And there's been dust in the air, and in that dust is also asbestos.
会造成很多粉尘啊，那些、
yeah.
对
and
空气的问题。
石棉 which is toxic.
哇，有毒的石棉也会在、
yeah.
漂浮在空气里面。
Yeah, so instead of getting upset or disturbed by it, I just left.
你选择了远离那个会打扰你的环境。
Yeah, so because there's really nothing I can do about it. So I just spent a lot of time last week at a coffee shop, at different coffee shops.
然后这个帮助你静下来工作。
And then, yeah, I was able to just work there. And there's also been the usual things on the street where people cut me off and so on. And there was one instance where it happened...And it was just very, I didn't realize it at the time, but later I realized how ridiculous it was. Somebody pulled a bicycle right in front of me as I was stepping into a store. I mean, it was just...
很不礼貌的人、
yeah.
经常会在道路上面突然就比如说牵脚踏车从你前面过去然后把你挡在餐厅门口。
But it didn't bother me at the time. I just thought about it later and so, again, I'm not sure what factors play into this kind of thing, but I think that having a regular routine, keeping a clean office and a clean home, like Franklin says, and keeping an exercise routine, I think all these things contribute to tranquility.
遵循他前面的十种的德性，然后主要包括作息的规律，还有一些秩序啊。然后还有你的保持整洁清洁这样的习惯、
mm-hmm.
透过这样子的自我的修行也可以让我们随时保持在一个好的状态 安静的
yeah,
清静的状态
I think all these virtues have a kind of effect on each other and can promote each other、
mm-hmm.
and so I think this is kind of why I wanted to do the self-cultivationClub.
对化蝶社其实我觉得对我做研究、
mm-hmm.
像我们都要做一些、
mm-hmm.
基础的研究对思考其实很有帮助
So for the kind of research you do where you have to do a lot of in-depth thinking
对, 对
it helps you concentrate
对静下来是很重要的功夫、
uh-huh.
那这个也跟接下来 Franklin 讲的第十二个德性
Right, the number 12 is a really interesting virtue called chastity, and it's, what's especially interesting about it is it's the first one where he doesn't give an explanation of it.
对，所以就是 Franklin 讲的 chastity, 中文可能可以翻作贞洁、纯净，甚至你有时候翻作洁义，就是它就是一种干净，然后性欲上面就是很节制，不纵欲。
I think it's revealing that there isn't a direct translation for it in Chinese.
中文很难直接翻译。
Yeah, which shows, I think, a cultural difference in the attitude towards sex.
是文化上面对于性有差异导致的。
I think so, yeah. So Franklin was coming out of a Christian, kind of a Puritan culture.Where things associated with the body were considered impure
哦，他来自清教徒的传统，会把精神跟肉体分开，然后肉体是 不接近的。然后你刚刚说 Franklin 他是其他十一个德性都有 dogma， 可是从这个开始洁净贞洁或者是不要纵欲，他就没有方法，没有 dogma。
Yeah, so we have to wonder why he doesn't have an explanation for it. It's also right towards the end, right? So according to him, it's one of these things he had the most difficulty with. And he wrote this biography pretty late in life, probably after his wife had died. But he was also known as quite a womanizer.
可能是他的妻子过世之后，我们不是很确定，但是从他的传记可以看到他其实有蛮多的，他是受女人欢迎的。
Yeah. so he, apparently this is something he had difficulty with. And it may also be that it was kind of awkward to talk about it.
Oh, 尴尬。
Yeah.
谈论性是蛮尴尬的事情。
Right. So even today, it's not the kind of thing that everybody talks about in public.
对，在我们的文化里面，至少在台湾，确实，通常比较少公开，或者是跟朋友也比较少直接谈到性的议题。
Right.
对。
So in the basic meaning of chastity for Franklin, I think was basically not having sex before marriage, and
不要在结婚前有性行为。
Right, and after marriage, to not think too much about it, and just use it for procreation. You know, procreation means
就是要生孩子、
yeah.
生育。
Right.
就算是婚后也是为了生育的目的。
Right.
然后不要太集中太经常注重性的生活、
right. This is the traditional Catholic view of chastity.
天主教或是清教徒的、
right.
的性是不是
Right. So the idea was that, I think you kind of mentioned this in Chinese, that the more concerned you are with the body, then the more that takes you away from the spiritual side、of things, from God, from reason, and from virtue.、So chastity was seen traditionally in the West asa way to get closer to God.
对，而且不只是身体的不纵欲、节制，不只是接近神性，或者是上帝神，其实也跟上面那个德性保持安静、沉静有关吧？会不会是 Franklin 他认为说纵欲可能会影响，让人静不下来？
So your question is whether Franklin saw chastity as kind of a disturbance, or not chastity itself, but the opposite of chastity, right? Sexual thoughts and things as a disturbance. I don't know. I don't know what Franklin thought about that. But I do know that other cultures have different attitudes towards sex.
像是在印度你有研究的。
Yeah, so in India, there's a notion of chastity called brahmacharya.
对
which is
婆罗门 Brahma,
yes, the way of Brahman, right? So it's the way that generally students are brahmacharya. So they're chaste. Again, they're not married yet, and they're focused on their studies. And chastity helps, like you say, it helps focus.
对
And, but it's also interesting that in Hinduism and Buddhism, there's a kind of branch called Tantra.
Okay.
Where the idea is that sex can be a method.
是一种命教，佛教里面的一种命教。
Yeah, it can be a method towards either getting to your true self or getting away from your self-centeredness. Which is quite different, of course, from the Catholic view.
所以婆罗门跟这个某个密教 Tantra, 它的东西可能就是对性的态度。解释不太一样。
Right. It's a more accepting view of sex, and that sex can even be beneficial. And when we go to Taoism, there's also the view that
阴阳
sex is a natural part of life, and it's something not necessarily to be indulged in, like getting drunk on it, but it's something, it's an important, essential part of life.
对。
And it can even be healing or promote energy if you do it properly, that kind of thing.
对，就是阴阳的调和，但是也不是某一个东西过度了。
Right, right.
对，那这个我们可以看看整个礼拜我们这个的星座的如何，就是。
Well, I was wondering if maybe we can think of chastity as an attitude towards sex.
A
sort of a modern interpretation, a proper attitude towards sex.
嗯哼，就你要给这个德性纯净啊，不纵欲，然后节制性欲，一个比较现代的解释。
Right. Yeah.
对，什么解释呢？
Well, I think that now, I know in certain circles in America, especially, when we think about gender equality.
嗯哼，性别平等。
We often think about the problem of women being objectified.
嗯，把女性物化，客体化。
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't speak for women, but it seems like men, we have a natural instinct towards viewing women, beautiful women especially, in a sexually attractive way. And this is promoted...by our society through advertising, through movies, through television. So objectification becomes a kind of cultural norm.
你说，比如说在以美国的文化，就有比如说广告啊，流行的文化啊，视觉上面也可能常常把女性当作客体。
Right.
然后，所以男性如果是比较好色的，有可能是文化所造成的。
In part, right.And so, if we want to think about chastity as a proper mm-hmm. attitude towards sex, we can think about chastity as perhaps trying to reduce the objectification of the other.
对，这是一个现代的解释。
Right.
对，就是说不要把不管是什么性别，男性、女性或跨性别都一样，我们不要把他人当做一个性的客体，
right.
不要把它物化了。
Right.
这就是现代版的贞洁
yeah.
或者纯净
yeah. And because it's a kind of cultural norm、mm-hmm. That means it's also a kind of habit It's something that we do And because we do it more、mm-hmm. often This is how William James described what a habit is It's something that if you do it once You're more likely to do it again
哦、oh, ，你说我们还有另外一个方法除了刚刚说的 body system 啊，或者是dogma 我们可以有另外这个 habit 养成一个习惯
right,
那、
so、
按照 William James Dewey John Dewey 还有 Peirce、
right.
对他们这几位实用主义哲学家他们的看法是说藉由习惯
right.、Mm-hmm. right so it wasn't just William James but like you said John Dewey、mm-hmm. and Charles Peirce also were very interested in habit and how it influences our behaviorMm-hmm. And if we take objectification, sexual objectification as a habit, and we want to change it, then we need to somehow change our behavior.、Mm-hmm. And so I thought of two methods.
两个方法来改变我们可能被文化影响的习惯。
Right. And、so I'll tell you what the methods are. And now there are many methods to change behavior. And these are just two that come to mind that might be、worth trying.
对，好像是跟你的认知科学、认知心理学有关的吧？
Yeah, so I was just thinking, we know some things about how the mind works.、
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really interesting things that scientists have discovered in the last few decades is a thing called implicit bias. Are you familiar with that?
说认知科学家他们有发现我们有潜在的，就是没有意识到的偏见 bias。
Right.Right, so the way the brain works is we're constantly trying to interpret our environment and then so that we could react quickly and effectively.
对，就是大脑要很快地回应外面、外界环境的刺激影响。
Right, 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 so we take incomplete information、
mm-hmm.
and then we react to that.
资讯还没有完整之前我们一定会我们可能大脑就会自发地有一些反应。
Right, and a lot of that is built upour reactions are built up through these cultural norms.
对。
So if we see somebody in TV, this is a good example, actually, in Disney movies,、
mm-hmm.
the villains、
mm-hmm.
are often ugly. And so as children grow up, they associate ugliness with evil.
Evil.
Uh-huh. And this is an example of an implicit bias that's cultivated through cultural norms.
Oh, 你说像在迪士尼的卡通，迪士尼的卡通，那小孩子从小就接受说那个坏人就丑丑的，长得这样子面目狰狞。所以他们长大之后，我看到长得不好看的人会。不符合这个文化规范、
嗯、
美感不符合文化规范的人，他们就会觉得丑陋的人大部分是邪恶的、
right.
坏人。
And there are other biases as well. There are racial biases and gender biases、
嗯、
and sexual orientation biases, all cultivated through our
文化规范
cultures, right?
对。
So sexual objectification is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do you change this kind of bias? Well, one way is to change your habits of seeing. So here's, I'll give you a very basic example.
你说我们可以改变我们接收讯息的管道或习惯。
Right. So now, what I'm going to tell you here is not...something that I'm telling you from science. There's no studies that have said you can do this to change implicit bias. Implicit biases are very difficult to change.
Oh, 很难
改变。 So I'm just talking about habits in general, and how we can maybe change a habit or alter a habit. So suppose that you are out in society and your implicit bias is to be attracted by attractive people.By attractive face, or broad shoulders, or big breasts, or short skirts, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, one way you can do is try to just suppress that.
Oh, 你是说我们通常在社会文化的这个氛围里面，可能养成某种习惯，喜欢看这个就是胸肌很大的，
mm-hmm.
或者肩很宽的、很壮的、健壮的男生。或者是女生可能穿很短的裙子，或者胸部特别的雄伟或好看。
Right. So this may be the habit that we have.
对，我们有这样的习惯的话，那你说怎么改变？
Right. And the first way we might think of changing is just try to suppress it, to just not think it or not be attracted to it, which is probably very difficult, maybe impossible.
克制或压抑的方法可能是。不太好的
yeah.
不太能够成功
Right. So maybe another way could just be when I go outside, I'm going to focus on something, some particular feature of the environment. So this is similar to the implementation intention.
执行意图，我们之前有讲过这个方法。我们可以转移我们的目标，可能看比如说环境里面有什么颜色。
Yeah, that's a good example. So maybe when I go out and I walk today, I'm going to focus on anything that's red.
看看路边什么东西是红的，或者是专注说，哎，有什么东西是什么特别形状，三角形、圆形。
Right, or triangles or a circle or something like that. And what this does is it stops us from focusing on, from being attracted to the things of the cultural norm and changes our habits to finding other things in the environment.
其实就是美学上面的，我们开放我们的感官，去接收更多的多元的讯息，我们就会不只是注意到胸部，然后肩膀，身材，我们可能注意他的穿着，他的眼睛，他的头发，他的鞋子，或者他在整个环境里面的行为，把人当作整体来看待，而不是客体。
Yeah, so if we look at it from an aesthetic point of view, we can notice things instead of just sexual aspects of people, we can notice much more of them. We can notice the clothes they wear, or their height, or we can notice something that tells us something about their background and try to think more of the whole person instead of just parts of the person.
对, 对我跟你说当我看人的时候我平常做捷运啊或者是我基本上大概会把人整体的看、
uh-huh.
比较是看那个感觉然后如果他有特别的气质、
uh-huh.
我会哎观察为什么他会有这个气质
Ah, okay.
这是类似的
So you have this habit already that when you see somebody out in public, like on the subway, you'll notice sort of how they carry themselves and then try to think how that speaks to maybe their background or that kind of thing. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah.
对，然后相反是如果说哇，他很没有 他的样子真的是有点乱、
right.
然后我会去注意说为什么他们给我这个感觉。
Okay, okay.
对。
So if they give you a negative impression, you also can think, well, why、might they give you... Of course, these impressions that you're getting may also be composed of implicit bias, right? Maybe if the person is wearing not so nice clothes, you might have a bias towards that kind of... A negative bias towards that person. So probably you should be careful too and think...Again,
association,
more about the whole, right, because those associations can be dangerous.
对，这是一种联想，不自由的联想，有可能。那时间的关系，我们讲了这几个方法，一个是说克制、压抑不是好方法，对于要实现这个德性，纯洁，然后节制，不要纵欲，节制性的欲望，去压抑它不是好方法。所以另外两个方法，一个是改变我们接收讯息的管道跟习惯。
Right, so if suppressing isn't a good method, maybe just changing ahead of time, right, focusing, deciding to focus on certain features of the environment can be one way. There's another way too.
Implementation.
Well, that was the implementation intention,
the
one about features of the environment.
对。
But there's another one from Buddhism.
Oh, 对。
That I thought was maybe good. This is, again, more about the whole person, than just features of the environment. So in Buddhism, there's a practice called metta, M-E-T-T-A, which means compassion.
Compassion.
慈悲。
我知道是 Bhakti Yoga 来的，是慈悲瑜伽。
Yeah, it's similar to Bhakti. Bhakti means devotion.
Devotion.
Right, so devotion is generally to a god, but compassion is more towards the other person, the individual.
慈悲吗？
Right, 慈悲, right. And what you could do is, whenever you're walking down the street, and whichever person your eyes fall on, you can just have an intention towards them, which is, may you have a peaceful day.
对，就是祝他能够有一个好的生活好的日子，也是就是这个怎么讲，发善念。
Exactly, yeah. So your eyes fall on person A, you say, oh, you just say it to yourself, may you have a peaceful day, but you direct that thought towards them, and then the next person, may you have a peaceful day, may you have a peaceful day. And it's also in a way changing your habit.But this is a,
不是改变习惯了，这也是转念。
Yeah, it's changing your habit of mind, right?
Yeah.
And how, not just how you receive information, but your feelings towards other people. And this can be a very powerful practice.
这是一个很好的方法。
Yeah.
你说 compassion, 有时候在伦理学会把它翻作可能同情心。
Yeah, they're different.Varieties of the idea of compassion, sympathy, empathy, right? And in ethics, we talk about the importance of those in having an ethical life. Yeah.
哇，这两个方法就很有趣哦。一个是转变习惯，另外一个是转变念头。
Right. Yeah. These are again just two ways that I just came up on the spur of the moment to think about how.We could take chastity, which is kind of an outdated idea. I don't think most people have it in their mind that they want to be more chaste.
很少人今天会想到这个，来自清教徒的这个古老的德性，可是它有现代的意义。
Yeah, and I think this is it's really an important topic: how we view other people, how we react to other people, how we treat other people, and the more we can treat them as whole people.The better I think our society will be. So this is one way I think maybe to think about chastity today.
对，它跟我们自己怎么看待我们的心思、念头、习惯，甚至成见、自由的联想有关。那我们就这个礼拜看看我们可以做得如何。
Okay. Let's see how
we do. 然后下个礼拜我们就会进入 Franklin 的最后一个，第十三个德性。
Right. Next time we'll talk about the last one, which is humility.
谦虚。对，真的太棒了，这33个德性整体来说，其实这阵子我们这个哲学十分钟化蝶社倒也帮助我蛮多的。
Yeah, I think I'm glad that you feel like they've helped you learning about these 13 virtues. I think so, the practice is something that, again, because habits need to be cultivated, By talking about them and keeping in the front of our minds, we can make progress.
对，还有很多好的想法，我们可以下礼拜再分享给各位朋友，这样子。
Okay, we'll talk more next week.
对 ，Cheers, 下次见。
Cheers.